From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. And our goal, incredibly simple, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Got a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast first. Brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. We talked about the brain-dead plan to hike California's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2022. They're talking about it. They're serious about it. It will be devastation. In fact, Carl's Jr. responds and says, hey, you know what? If you guys crank on this minimum wage hike, we'll just hire robots instead. Folks, don't you get it? The free market works. Tyranny and government control, fascism and everything else does not work. When will we ever learn? Paul Ryan positioning himself for the 2020 elections. He knows he doesn't have a chance this election, but 2020 he wants to jump into the fray, and he's positioning himself to do that very thing. Trump's tastes turn to fast food. He loves meatloaf on Sundays. Meatloaf's probably one of his favorite food. But Donald may be a billionaire, but he's got fast food tastes. Calling Big Macs and fish filet sandwiches, great stuff. He eats from a bag on the campaign swings. He says one reason he likes fast food so much. He told CNN because the restaurants are clean. You know what? One bad hamburger, and hey, man, it's over. So you got to keep those restaurants clean. Scott Walker said he'll endorse for president by the end of the week, but he jumped his gun. Yesterday, Scott Walker endorsed Ted Cruz for president. I predicted it. Literally minutes later, it happened. Trump tries to win Wisconsin without the backing of radio talk show hosts. Talk show hosts are getting skittish about Trump now. The violence, the off-the-cuff remarks, the never apologizing, calling everybody weak. People are just starting to get sick of it. But Trump still does very well because he says things that nobody else will say. He does things that nobody else will do. Many of those things are right and good and necessary to do. Telling the mainstream press off is a good thing. They deserve it. Right? Standing against free trade is a good thing. We are weak. We're losing money hand over fist. Ex-CIA Director Michael Hayden talks about Trump speaking on waterboarding with enthusiasm, says Newsmax. Well, Michael, you were in the Bush administration, right? And you guys were for waterboarding too, right? Just making sure. Weird stuff, folks. Cruz backs away from pledge to support Donald Trump if Donald is the GOP nominee. Ted already refused to say if he'd support whomever the GOP standard bearer becomes. Although he promised to do so for months, he's kind of reneging on that. What do you think of that, folks? You okay with that? I'm not. Not that I think we should vote partisan politics or good old boy network in the first place. I reject parties. But I will say that if you forced Donald to promise that he'd do that, and you've promised all along you'd do that, to renege is a, well, it's an honesty issue, isn't it? It's an integrity issue. Isn't integrity do what you say you'll do? Just because they don't like the Trumpster, you know what? Do you accept the will of the people? Or are you just going to absolutely have your own way like a tyrannical thug? That's the question I would have for Ted Cruz. Unconstitutional tasers used by cops may lead to lawsuits, says Liberty News Daily, libertynewsdaily.com. I guess we also talked about a drug dealing abusive police chief goes to prison in Alabama. We also talked about police sued for selling illegally confiscated vehicle. Police officers also suspended after fighting over which cop is faster. No doubt. They pulled guns and everything. No arrests, of course, because they were all cops. Wow. That's a tragic scenario. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable's hard-hitting news the networks have used to use. Hour two, we had our guest on, Michael Atrum. He is an actor and a model and played a great role in the movie called Freetown. He plays a individual called Elder Minty. Plays a Mormon. We also talked to our guest, Mr. Adam Abel. He was the Freetown producer. Freetownthemovie.com if you want to learn more. Phenomenal movie, by the way. Freetownthemovie.com. Mr. Abel also produced two other well-known movies, Saints and Soldiers and Forever Strong. Great movies. It's 1989 in Liberia, West Africa, and six missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as the Mormons, found themselves caught in the midst of a civil war, and they're forced to flee to Freetown, Sierra Leone, to continue their missions. Bullets fly, a civil war rages on, and six young men don't carry knives or guns at all. They use their testimony of Jesus Christ as their safeguard. Freetown is an inspirational movie of faith-filled missionaries fleeing for their lives. Freetown is a powerful, true story of faith, survival, and freedom. Anyway, gun-toting rebels menaced the city back in the 90s. And the first Liberian Civil War raged from 1989 to 1997, and over a couple of 100,000 people dead as a sad result. The debate, are you a Kron? In other words, are you part of this faction, this tribe? If you are, they're going to hunt you down and kill you. Are you going to deny being a Tron to save your life or to save the life of your friends? That is the dilemma one missionary had to work through. The crew filmed Freetown solely in South Africa. And it was pretty neat. This Michael gentleman, one of the actors in the movie, came to the United States for an award for his role in the play. Pretty cool stuff. We interviewed him on the air because we happened to know the producer. Pretty cool stuff, if you ask me. Pretty neat. All on Liberty Roundtable Live. Huh? How do you like that? That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's still available on LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player. All right. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Uh-oh. I think we lost Kurt. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back. Don't know what happened to him. He does this. He just vanishes. I don't know if we got an audio problem. Hopefully we can get that fixed. He probably can hear me fine, and he's trying to respond, and we can't hear him. So we'll get that fixed as soon as we can. And then, get it solved.
Still can't hear me?
Yeah, we got you perfect, sir.
Man, that was weird because, like you said, I could hear everything you were saying.
Oh, man.
I responded, and you couldn't hear me, so I hit the old disconnect button and the connect, and now you can.
That's marvelous. Well, at least you're back. That's important, sir. Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. So Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has endorsed Ted Cruz for president, Kurt. What do you think of that? You pleased with that?
Well, not really. Here's my reasons, okay? As far as I can see, pretty much the establishment, the insiders, the kingmen have come out to say, hey, anybody but Trump. And so now, in my opinion, almost anybody who jumps on that bandwagon, you know, that means they're kind of with those guys, and I'm not really with the kingmen or the insiders at the establishment.
So we kind of like Scott Walker a little bit before. Does it make you question Scott now, Kurt, a little bit?
Well, you know, the weird thing about it is if you take somebody back a few months or whatever, then Cruz is basically the enemy of the establishment, you know?
Yeah, but I told you that's all theater, Kurt.
Well, I know.
It's all bogus. It's all pretend. It's not real. They love Ted Cruz, and they also love Donald Trump.
Yep.
And well, I know people would say that isn't true, Sam, but why do they give him $2-plus billion of coverage then? See, it doesn't make any sense, folks. Look, Donald Trump has been in their inner circles for literally decades. As he said on the debate stage over and over, I've funded every one of you. Come on. I get along with people. We're friends. We've done business forever. And then we want to run around and think Trump's an outsider. Ted Cruz's wife works for the bank. Used to work. I need to repeat this. Used to work for the banking cartels. Right? They helped crafted the North American Union. And we want to run around and go, hey, Trump's a good dude, man. He's an outsider. Uh-huh. Not.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall-winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, think the Power Mall. Would you please? They do a great job, and they support Liberty. Please support them. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you to thepowermall.com, or simply smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829. You can get monthly copies of the Power Hour radio broadcast on CD. You got new book, Jeb and the Bush Crime Family, the inside story of the quote American dynasty. You got new book, Planet Rothschild, the forbidden history of the New World Order. Written by Mike King, Jeff Rentz wrote the foreword to the book, well-known talk show host in his own right. You got all kinds of stuff. New Oregon Trails, green pea soup. You got all kinds of food, dandelions instead of coffee. New Dandy Blend, it's a coffee alternative. Organic, non-GMO, great tasting. You got to like that. You got Joyce's No Chicken Broth recipe. Man, you got cool stuff going on, folks. You got new DVD by Joe Cross, The Kids Menu. All available. Herbs and spices, vitamins and more. For example, you got chili flakes. 16-ounce bag on sale. $14.37 available now. ThePowerMall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. You can get incredible black pepper, 16-ounce bag. Normally $28, but on sale for $22.40 right now. Garden Seed Special from White Harvest Seed Company and more. I'm just telling you, homegrown herbs, a complete guide to growing, using, and enjoying more than 100 herbs. You got 10% off Numana Storable Foods. Wow, Living Streams Probiotics. One Nation Under Siege, they're coming for you. Big Brother, doing more than just watching you. That's on sale. Homegrown Sprouts, if you want to learn about that. I'm just telling you, educational, phenomenal opportunities. ThePowerMall.com. All right, so Wisconsin Governor Ted Cruz, I'm sorry, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has endorsed Ted Cruz, but I have real concerns about Ted. He pretends he's an outsider, but I don't think so. I don't think so at all. When George Bush, Jeb Bush, Neil Bush all endorse you, wow, okay, you expect us to believe you're an outsider? Good luck with that plan. All right, I guess there's a cop. He's a rapist as well. He got put in jail for his crimes, abusing a mentally disabled woman and children and everything else. He used his police status to get access to these people's details in the first place. Anyway, they busted him because he had photos and that kind of stuff of his immoral behavior is the best way maybe to describe it. Well, anyway, he went to jail, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. And now we won't be getting any more free meals, Sam. Headline, Liberty News Daily, says rapist cop found dead in his cell. I guess the guy, basically as a policeman of a nearby county, they call it Gasconade County. There's another county's name I'd never heard of. Anyway, he...
There's bound to be those. There's like 2,000 counties.
Used his hero... I know, that's what I mean. That's a lot for me to not know.
Excited, Kurt.
He basically used his status as a policeman to gain access to potential victims and basically now has... according to the reports, committed suicide. I guess he was awaiting sentencing on a federal charge of conspiracy, and that was on the charge of violating the civil rights of his victims. So, sad stuff.
That's a sad tale for sure.
Sam?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, do you think Trump is the PC candidate, Kurt?
I guess you could probably make a case for that.
Well, there's a Liberty News Daily story.
Yes.
That talks about this. Did you see that?
Trump PC.
They say Trump has been seen by his supporters as a champion of traditionalism and common sense in the struggle against political correctness and the leftist social justice warriors.
So wouldn't that make him the anti-PC?
Well, because they say this. This guy from the American Conservative magazine, he's a commentator over there. He says, in the eyes of his devoted followers, the GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is a hero for his refusal to kowtow to the language of the liberal establishment, the leftist social justice warriors, etc. But Trump is also a man who constantly paints himself as a victim, Kurt. This explains his childish obsession with news anchor Megyn Kelly, for instance. And when behavior on this part of Trump is criticized, he melts down. So the bottom line, is he really a left-wing social justice warrior cloaking his victimhood? His victimhood in conservative platitudes, Kurt?
Ooh.
It's a pretty interesting question. And I've told you, Trump has been friends of the liberals forever. I mean, he freely admits it on the stage. He says, look, I mean, I've hung out with Hillary and Bill, and they're all my friends. I've been in with them forever. Now, do you really, really think that he's been this hard-hitting, this in-your-face, this freedom-loving, this whatever, and he's just hid it from his friends and his associates and his compatriots for literally decades, and now he's coming out to his true self, Kurt? Is that what you think?
Well, part of me thinks that basically what this is Trump is getting older. He's made lots of money. He sees that maybe the world would be a better place in his mind for, you know, his grandchildren, etc. If, you know, he did something to make it better. And, you know, that's one of my reasons that I, you know, analyze it. I think that he's there, you know, but that's just me.
You might be right, except for this story. Trump reacts to Scott Walker's presidential endorsement of Cruz in a way that leaves the media a little less speechless and perplexed, Kurt, including yours truly in this case. So just moments after Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker endorsed Ted Cruz for president, Donald Trump criticized Scott Walker for failing or refusing to raise taxes in Wisconsin. Now, Trump, of course, you know, is the front runner for the GOP. He insisted in a radio interview with Illinois' talk show host-based Michael Coolidge that Walker's spending cuts and preservation of, quote, lower taxes were bad for Wisconsin. The Guardian caught the exchange, you know, the people over the pond, Kurt.
Yeah.
And there's a 2.2, what? $2 billion deficit. The schools are going begging, and everything was going begging because Scott Walker didn't want to raise taxes because he was going to run for president, and that wouldn't look good. And he cut back on schools, he cut back on highways, and he cut back on a lot of things, says Trump. Trump added that Wisconsin has a lot of problems. Plus, there's tremendous hatred, before saying the state is not running smoothly. So now Trump is backing raising taxes, Kurt, and criticizing Walker for not doing so. Your response to that in mere seconds. You are all listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Thank your favorite radio station for carrying the broadcast, would you please? And donate, support us at libertyroundtable.com.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
According to retired General David Petraeus, British withdrawal from the EU would deal a significant blow to our strength and resilience at exactly the moment when the West is under attack from multiple directions, as adversaries seek to sow division in our ranks and undermine the world order that we have sacrificed so much to build and defend. It is critical for the West to stand strong and united, insisted Petraeus in an op-ed column for the Sunday Telegraph. Declassified U.S. government documents demonstrate that the European Federalist Movement that resulted in creation of the European Union was funded and supported by the CIA. The chief instrument for that campaign, the American Committee for a United Europe, was created in 1948 by General William J. Donovan, former head of the World War II-era Office of Strategic Studies, the precursor to the CIA. Pluto, which was recently visited by NASA's New Horizons space probe, was demoted from full planetary status 10 years ago, reducing the solar system's planetary tally from 9 to 8. However, a replacement for Pluto as Planet 9 may soon be named, according to the National Geographic. Anomalous movements among dwarf planets and other objects in the outer solar system suggest that they are being affected by a large, dark, massive body estimated to be roughly 10 times the size of Earth. Mathematical estimates of its orbital range suggest that this Planet X would take up to 20,000 years to complete one circuit around the Sun, and that its closest approach would be at least 200 astronomical units, that is, 200 times the distance between the Sun and the Earth. A privately operated drone came within 10 feet of a Boeing 777 at London's Heathrow Airport last November 8th. According to a report on the incident, it was only Providence that prevented a catastrophic nighttime collision that might have brought down the plane, potentially killing hundreds of passengers and crew. Between April and October of last year, there were at least 23 near collisions between commercial aircraft and unmanned drones near Heathrow. Police who misuse tasers may soon find that they are no longer protected by qualified immunity, warns a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The case in question involved a mentally ill, unarmed man who was clinging to a pole to avoid being taken into custody. The man later died as a result of the incident. That ruling is the latest of several in which courts have held that deploying a taser against an uncooperative but non-threatening suspect constitutes excessive force. Some departments, including the one in Norfolk, Virginia, have discontinued taser use until they can update their use of force policies to reflect the emerging legal standards. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Donald Trump reacts to Scott Walker's endorsement of Ted Cruz by criticizing Walker for not raising taxes in Wisconsin, Kurt. So a lot of people are asking now, you know what, is Donald Trump really the politically correct candidate? All in favor of the mainstream press, all in bed with everybody, but yet appearing to not be so? What do you say, Kurt? Just imagine Trump wanting to raise taxes and criticizing Scott Walker for not doing so.
Yeah, that is, like you say, there's so many guys that at least we would prefer over the current offerings. How's that?
Yeah, so what should I write for the headline? Trump trash talks Walker for not raising taxes?
Yeah, that's just insane, you know.
I mean, well, what do you mean?
Like he could have, at least in my opinion, if Trump, the move he should have made, in my opinion, was to basically say that Governor Scott Walker's done some amazing things, but I think that he could do, even more good for the state of Wisconsin in bringing jobs back and, you know, that kind of thing, I think he could have done a positive message, you know, but that's just the way I do it.
Yeah, but, Kurt, it all depends on your goal.
Sure, yeah.
What is Trump's goal?
I don't know.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know. I have no idea. That's my problem. I don't trust him because he's been an insider for way too long. You don't know. He's never had a steady move towards conservative views. I get that you might be a liberal when you're young and rich, and I get all that, okay? But he never had a solid move towards conservative viewpoints and stood for them. What has he really done besides, you know what, attacked everybody? What has he really done except for denounce people? I mean, even denounce Sam Bushman. He didn't, I guess his son did, but he had the opportunity through my open letter to overturn that. He's even denounced Sam Bushman because he thinks I'm a racist. But yet they call him a racist, and he says he's not, but he's going to throw me under the bus for being one, even though I claim that I'm not, or say that I'm not. How does that all work? The mainstream press is a bunch of thugs, but he's going to spend time with them and disavow me? See, Kurt, at some point it doesn't work. He's operating within the bounds they've all agreed that they'll work under for the deception of the American people. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and the rest of them. I'm not convinced Trump's for real at all. Now, I know a lot of talk show hosts and a lot of listeners would just hang me from the nearest tree for heresy, Kurt. But I don't see anything solid from Trump really at all. I mean, all he runs around is, look, everybody else is weak, and I'm the man that's the art of the deal. I'll fix everything. I'm going to make America great again. But when was the last time he talked about morality? Or even had a stand in any way for morality? Are you going to ever make America great without addressing the morality issue, Kurt? I don't think so. No matter how hard you try, even if you're well-intended, you're ignorant if you think you can return America to its former greatness without bringing morality back and having America repent and change our ways. So I submit that Donald Trump is the politically correct candidate. He just cloaks it in conservative rhetoric or hostile rhetoric or entertainment-type rhetoric, whatever you want to call it. But he's trash-talking Scott Walker for not raising taxes. Now, I just got to say, Trump, you're out in the weeds, my friend. You're crazy. Now, Trump says he won't say if he'd rule out war with China. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, at least in my opinion, that's a smart move. Now, what I mean by that is that, you know, when you're, well, I guess you could say, playing a game, you know, the game of, you know, taking care of the United States, and you've got your, you know, supposed, what everybody else says is our most favored nation trading partners. You know, the communist Chinese are not really always our friend, and I believe they look and you know, respect power and that kind of thing, and to rule out something like that would be not a smart move.
I agree with you, Kurt. Opinion. And so a lot of times people are saying, Sam, you're kind of schizophrenic on Trump. You're schizophrenic on Trump. How come sometimes you like him, sometimes you hate him? I don't like or hate Trump at all. I look at issues, folks, and I don't vote for people and or endorse people based on individuals. I deal with issues. I deal with track records. I deal with principles, okay? Not people. So when Trump trash talks somebody for not raising taxes, I just got to say you're nuts, okay? But Trump won't say if he'd rule out war with China, says Newsmax. I agree with Trump on that. Why would you ever rule something out as a definitive when you don't know what the behavior will be? Now, he said we have tremendous economic power over China, and that is the power of trade. I, again, agree with that, Kurt. Trump is right. We need to use our trade. We need to use that negotiation.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Now, here's what's interesting.
Yeah.
When Ron Paul says that, everybody says, oh, he's weak, he's an isolationist. What happens when Trump says the same thing, Kurt?
Well, right now, at least, they're pointing to this other part and not pointing to the correct stuff. And that is, you know, trying to make him look like some kind of a war hawk, you know. And yet most of those insider establishment guys, they want war as much or more than anybody for the business aspects of it.
Yeah, good point. But anyway, Ron Paul says this and Rand Paul say this, and they say, look, I'd use trade as a negotiation. And they'd be like, how dare you be an isolationist and be willing to talk to the enemy? Trump says it, and they're like, oh, man, you're over the top. You're crazy. You can't be that hostile. You can't win with these people, Kurt. Trump's right. Why would you ever say you're going to rule out war? It's like, of course, we're not going to go to war. We're going to negotiate. We're going to trade. We're going to work peacefully to solve our differences. We're gonna work with the world. We're not gonna be isolationists, but we are gonna be, to some degree, protectionists. We are gonna stand for what we believe in. We are gonna negotiate. We are gonna follow the founding fathers' advice. Why wouldn't he do that, Kurt? I have to agree with Trump. He's right.
Yep, he said. He went on to say, a politician would say, "Oh, I would never go to war," or they'd say, "Oh, I would or I would go to war. I don't want to say what I'd do because, again, we need unpredictability. You know, if I win, I don't want to be in a position where I've said I would or I wouldn't. I don't want them to know what I'm thinking. Then he says, I will tell you this. This is the one aspect I can tell you. I would use trade absolutely as a bargaining chip.
And by the way, that's exactly what I'd do,
Kurt.
And I mentioned that over and over and over on the radio. That is constitutional to say, look, if you have a free market, and you're good to your citizenry, you embrace the principles of freedom, we can lower the barriers of trade to make sense for everybody. But if you hostily dump products on the market and subsidize by your government, do all these things that violate free markets and manipulate level playing fields, we're not going to tolerate it. We're just not. It's not based on any individual in power. It's based on principles and ideals. It's based on liberty versus tyranny. It's a very sound viewpoint, Kurt, and I think Trump is right. It's amazing. I criticize Trump in one sentence and praise him in the other. Well, to me, it's about issues. You don't raise taxes. That's not the answer. So I'm trash-talking Trump for trash-talking Walker because Walker won't raise taxes. I think Walker's right, not Trump. On the other hand, when Trump says, you know what, I'm not going to say if I'd rule out war with China. I'm not doing that. We have tremendous economic power over China, and that's through the power of trade. And I would negotiate. That's what I'd do, but I'm not going to say. A politician would say, but I won't because it's not smart. He's right. But you know, Kurt, I told you that the GOP doesn't listen. They're wondering why they're losing power, why they're letting Donald say and do the things that he does. They act like they're confused. I don't believe they're confused at all. I think it's all by design. Let me give you a little bit of input to kind of illustrate my point. 35,000 people signed a petition, Kurt, so that they could have guns at the GOP convention. Did you see this?
Yes, I did. Well, what do you think's going to happen, Sam?
Well, they already decided, Kurt.
Yeah, but I mean, they said, no, we're not going to do it. But do you think this will be their last, do you think they'll really just not have any arms in there?
Well, I think people will sneak arms in. It depends on how hostile they get on, like, bringing the TSA to their entrance.
Yeah, good point.
Do I think that's a party of the right to keep and bear arms like they pretend? No, and this would prove it. 35,000 people signed a petition saying we ought to be able to keep and bear arms in this place, and the Republicans are still like, uh-uh. But they're blaming it on the Secret Service.
It's going to be an unsafe place, Sam. You know, at least the only guys with guns will be the bad guys, right?
Well, in your government. Oh, yeah, you said the bad guys already. Okay, good point. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so this is another serious battle within the Republican Party. The Republicans don't get why nobody supports them and why they're melting down, but I'll just tell you this is why. 35,000 people signed a petition to have guns at the GOP convention. The convention will be held in Cleveland in July, the 18th through the 21st. Now, according to the Akron, Ohio Beacon Journal, the Secret Service, along with local and state and federal authorities, handle security for the event. And in 2012, firearms were banned by the Secret Service. Wow. At the Republican convention in Tampa. And now the debate's on, so they put this petition together to say, we need guns there. We need the ability to defend ourselves. This gun-free zone stuff is bogus. But now the Secret Service said that it would forbid attendees to bear firearms and or carry firearms at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in July. Do you want to respond, Karen?
Well, gun-free zone is the, at least in my opinion, most, the least safe place to be, simply because the bad guy looks at the sign, and at least if he can read, he sees that good people will be unarmed, and thus he'll get less return fire if he, goes off with what he wants to do.
So, what do you think is going to happen?
Simple. I was kind of thinking. Think about how nice it would have been if everybody was armed, and in my opinion, it would have been pretty tame kind of operation going on. I mean, not too many people get all upset when somebody's, packing, in my opinion. They kind of keep her down, and let's say they really did get upset. Boy, I'll tell you what, you talk about a made-for-TV movie. I mean, the shooting going back and forth between Wyoming and California or whatever. I mean, it would be quite an event, huh, Sam?
Yes, I agree. But I just don't understand. Again, you know what? Just violate everything Republicans want and then just wonder, why do we have a problem? Why is the Republican Party melting down? This is why they all run around and pretend they're for your guns and the right to keep and bear arms. But then at all their conventions, they let the Secret Service shut them down. Who's in charge? Is the Republican Party a private event, Kurt?
Yep, I think it is, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah. And, now, why would we have the Secret Service at taxpayers' expense pay for their private party in the first place?
Yeah, that's another big question.
And then they run around and they deny your right to even bear arms. They're like, oh man, it's the Secret Service's fault. You can hire a private contractor and not take people's guns away. You can hire Oath Keepers or many other organizations that are plenty capable of keeping a place secure, Kurt.
Yeah.
By the way, we've done that. So when people say, oh, Sam, you don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, I do too. I've had 150 plus sheriffs in a room with Kirk Crosby and Richard Mack and many others. We've got 150-plus sheriffs and law officers and everything else, and oath keepers and others have provided security, and it was a safe event.
Yep.
It can be done, my friends.
The more guns around, at least in my opinion, the safer things are.
Well, it depends on who has them, just, Kurt. If you and I don't have any guns, well, and the government has all the guns, it's not very safe.
Like I said, the more guns, you know, making sure that everybody that wants to can, then it just makes the bad guy have to question his actions.
I agree, but I'm not really for the government having guns.
Well,
so I say,
yeah,
more guns in the right
bad
hands.
Guys. Good point.
I know.
You know. Yeah.
But anyway, you going to Cleveland in July, Kurt?
I think I'm going to be scheduled to be somewhere else.
All right. There you have it. Wow. I guess Trump can't beat Hillary is the claim, as you've heard over and over and over and over. People are questioning that, Kurt.
Well, yeah. That's one of the things that Scott Walker had to say on his whole... The reason he, chose Cruz is what he had to say is that he thinks Cruz is best set to beat Hillary. But Mr. Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily, and I had his own piece about it, he basically says, I continue to be amazed by those pundits who suggest Donald Trump can't beat Hillary. He says, there are three... basically, he says, there are three principal reasons for such faulty conclusions. These folks are working under the structures of an old paradigm, he says. That's the one that says Democrats start out with a base of unlosable states and electoral votes and need only to win two or more swing states. He says polls taken today before the Trump-Hillary campaign even begins, Trump's high negatives, and then he says those are the three main things that they start out with, these faulty conclusions. Then he says, let's look at one big reason. None of these factors will come into play after the conventions. He says the success of Trump's earth-shaking bid for the presidency to date is actually unprecedented in America's modern political history. Then he says, try to think of any figure in the last 100 years who burst onto the scene, having never sought political office and made such an immediate impression, winning the passionate support of Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, and so many primaries in diverse states to become the front runner for the nomination of his party. Now, Mr. Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily continues, he says, immediately some might say, well, he's a billionaire who is self-funding his campaign. That's true, Mr. Farah says, but it literally has nothing to do with his success. Why? Because he really hasn't needed to spend any serious money to accomplish his objectives. In fact, several candidates who have dropped out of the running spent far more. You can't point to a single victory by Trump in any state in which he spent more than his opponents.
Yeah, because he's had big money, he's become a rock star on TV and everything else. And so even though his money may not have been a factor specifically spending right on the spot, you or I couldn't get there because we don't have the money and we couldn't be the big dog apprentice, and the list goes on and on. So even though directly money may not relate to this, I submit to you that it, in a backhanded way, it certainly relates.
Well, he talks about the earned media, or in other words, the kind of free coverage. He's saying it's like $1 billion worth, et cetera. But he says the new paradigm, he says there's simply never been a candidacy like this, deserved or not. And he says, remember, I say this as a Ted Cruz supporter. Okay, so here's Joseph Farah. He's a Ted Cruz supporter, and he's saying this. And then he says, that's why the polls matching up Hillary versus Trump are meaningless today. He says, as I pointed out before, just look back at the Ronald Reagan landslide of 80 for the president. He was far behind Jimmy Carter in the polls at this stage of the campaign, and then he won 44 states that year, including New York and California. You know, he goes on to say, you know, he says, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Should Trump win the nomination, he will be positioned for a landmark drubbing of his opponent. It could be 1980 all over again. And I agree with Joseph Farah.
I think there's points to that as well. Trump, in the contested convention, which is what they're talking about coming up, Kurt. Well, Sandy Fitzgerald writes a piece on this and makes some valid points as well.
Mr. Donald J. Trump, yep. That's a great point, Sam. And, you know, you look at, you know, basically what happened in Louisiana where Cruz, even though he lost by, you know, not two, I don't remember what the margin was, but Trump is now saying it's a crooked system because he ended up getting more, Cruz ended up getting more of the delegates. Imagine Trump pointing out there's a crooked system. That's why he gets a lot of support from the average folks.
Amen.
Is they say, hey, it's just not fair and square, you know?
Well, Trump says the Republican tabulation system is broken and unfair. And see, that's the whole point, that Americans believe that. Okay, Americans believe that to be true.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, and so, you know, when you have this situation, Trump saying, look, I've won more votes than anybody. How come this guy's getting more delegates? You and I brought that up when Hillary Clinton got more delegates than Bernie Sanders. Not that we're for Bernie Sanders, but how did she get more delegates when Bernie won a state, for instance? Doesn't make any sense.
That's a great point. I mean, there's a related story on that right now where the New York Daily News has a piece. If Bernie Sanders wins the New York Democratic primary, some superdelegates vow to back Hillary Clinton anyway. So, you know, it's just the whole, you know, it stinks to high heaven, doesn't it, Sam? Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. And I don't understand why the Republicans are just so baffled by this. It's pretty easy to understand. If they listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, we've pointed out over and over and over and over the reasons. All they got to do is pay attention. But what they'll do is they'll just ignore us and say we don't matter, that we're too tiny to make a difference. But then when we bring up something that questions their authority, that challenges their gatekeeping status, they go ballistic and admit that we matter. How does that all work? All right, it's all the same with the Republicans and Democrats. When it's the insiders against the rest of us is what you really got, ladies and gentlemen. You want to support us? We'd love it. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Donate and help us today. After all, we declare this nation shall endure.